Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Bankruptcy has come to a giant in cryptocurrency investing. FTX and its founder Sam Bankman-Fried were one-time darlings in the world of crypto. Now he is out as boss. The company is in Chapter 11 bankruptcy, and a lot of investors cannot get their money out. We have Mike Regan here to sort out this cryptplosion. He's senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, hello.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
So for the rest of us, we're talking about an exchange called FTX. What does that mean? If I'm an investor, is that where I can put my money to buy and sell cryptocurrencies?
It is, and there's a really important distinction to make with a crypto exchange and what you think of as a stock exchange. You know, when you invest in the stock market, you give your money to a brokerage, you know, whether it's Goldman Sachs or Charles Schwab or Robinhood, and then they take your buy and sell orders for stocks to an exchange, you know, New York Stock Exchange or NASDAQ, or to a company that plays a similar role to an exchange but isn't technically an exchange. Mm-hmm. But in the crypto markets, you actually give the exchange itself, like FTX, your money, and they hold your balances on their exchange.
Oh, they hold my money. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and the issue here is that there was a real crisis in confidence towards FTX for reasons I can explain, but that caused a lot of people in a hurry to try to pull their money out of FTX, and FTX simply didn't have enough to honor those withdrawals.
Yeah. Like a bank run, everybody kind of panics, wants to get their money out.
Right.
Yeah. What was the... What triggered it? I take it there was word that FTX could be financially shaky. Yeah.
Yeah. It happened very quickly. I mean, it started on November 2nd when a website called CoinDesk, which is a cryptocurrency news website, they got their hands on some financial information for a company called Alameda Research, which is also, controlled by Sam Bankman-Fried, the same guy who controls FTX.
The founder.
Right. It kind of portrayed a troubling link between the two. Alameda owed a lot of money. They had about $8 billion worth of liabilities. And most of the assets, if not most, but a big chunk of the assets that they held were in a cryptocurrency called FTT, which was actually issued by FTX. So it created this, you know, sort of a lot of suspicion about a link between these two firms. And then what happened after that is the CEO of a rival exchange, Binance, said, we hold a lot of that FTT cryptocurrency that FTX created, and we're going to sell it now. We're not comfortable holding that anymore.
Oh.
And that sort of exacerbated everything.
Mm-hmm. And suddenly, right, this panic, a lot of questions about it. Now they're in Chapter 11. Just briefly, Mike, is there a larger lesson here for cryptocurrency trading and investors, or is this just one collapse?
Yeah, you know, I think it's a lesson that's probably been learned in other crises, is that, you know, this money is not insured the way your money is at a bank by the FDIC, and these currencies are very volatile, and their value can change dramatically and go down in the blink of an eye and sort of wipe you out.
Yeah, that is Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg. Mike, thank you again.
Thank you, Scott.